नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वंदे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानंद सहोदरो करोदये पुष्पवंतो चित्रोसंदो नमो ददो हरे कृष्ण. अंडर दिस ट्री विश्वंथाल श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु would rest after playing all day with his friends. By his mercy, we are all coming here to rest. However, our rest is to hear his glories. The influence of this place should keep you awake to hear the glories of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. When we sleep, our body gets some rest. But when we absorb our hearts in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, our soul gets rest from all of the agitation and turmoil of material life. Here in Ekachakra, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati very much desired a child. That desire was not like an ordinary man and woman, Dev and Rohini. Their desire was the Lord within their heart, inspiring them deeply, so that he could appear through them into this world. Hadai Pandit worshipped a murti of Lord Shiva of the name Moreshwar for many years. He was a Vaishnav who understood that Lord Shiva is the greatest of Vaishnavas. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to send his intimate associates to this world to assist him in his leela. Some of them he sent ahead of time to prepare the way for his advent. Nityananda Prabhu appeared approximately 12 years before Lord Chaitanya. He appeared in the district of Radhadesh, in the village of Ekachakra, on the 13th day of the waxing moon of the month of Magh. Before he came, there was pestilence, famine, and all kinds of other adibhotic tribulations inflicted upon the people of this area. But as soon as Sri Nityananda Prabhu appeared, immediately, everything became prosperous. Abundant rains, sunshine, crops were growing, everyone's hearts was filled with happiness. Nityananda Prabhu became the very life and soul of everyone in Ekachakra. From his very appearance, he exhibited such divine qualities. Beautiful golden complexion, lotus-like eyes, arms that extended below his knees, all the signs of an avatar of the Supreme Godhead were manifested in the limbs of his body. He was known here in Ekachakra affectionately as Nitai. And even in this day, the people of Ekachakra, their greeting is Joy Nitai. They don't say, hello, how are you? They don't say namaskar, namaste. As in Vrindavan, they say Hare Krishna or Radhe Shyam. Here they say Jai Nitai.
Jai Nitai!
Because the people of Ekachakra, they are very much in the Sakya Bhav. They consider that Nitai is their cowherd boyfriend. Today when we were doing Harinam Sankirtan through the wonderful forests of Ekachakra, there was a little girl herding some cows. I said to Govinda, there is a bona fide gopi. But due to his brahmachari training, he would not look at her. Still, he's not looking. When Nitai was small, he conquered the hearts of everyone, of all ages. When he was a small child, he began to play these wonderful games, enacting the leelas of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He would orchestrate everything. And actually, by his enthusiasm, he would infuse all his little friends to understand their parts and actually become the role of those parts. In Vaishnavism, when devotees honestly and sincerely play the roles of the Lord's pastimes, the Lord actually manifests himself through those devotees. You see, in Vrindavan, when those young children who are innocent at heart, they're playing the roles of Krishna, Balaram, gopis, and the people come and actually offer them puja, offer them gifts, worship them, because they're not Radha and Krishna, but because they're playing the role of Radha Krishna sincerely, according to shastrically approved lila, and they're actually doing it with devotion. People have that sentiment that the Lord is manifesting through them. They're like murtis. I remember when I was living in Vrindavan, before I came to this illustrious movement, about 30 years ago, and some little children with Radha and Krishna, and everyone would just give them so much adoration and worship after their play. But I would visit this one place where some Brijabasis were living, and those children used to come there. The problem was, they thought they could get away with anything because people gave them that devotion of Krishna. So they were so naughty, so naughty. People were going to the person conducting the play saying, you have to fire these children because they won't, even when they're not playing the play, they do so much mischief and they won't listen to anyone. If you try to chastise them, they say, do you know who you're speaking to? Anyways, that is the feeling of the Vaishnavas. But here Nityananda Prabhu was actually the Supreme Lord playing his own leelas. And his friends were actually his eternal associates who had descended. They didn't even know they were his eternal associates. But he was engaging them in performing these wonderful pastimes. One day one of the children appeared as Mother Earth. And she approached Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma began to offer prayers with children who played the demigods on the bank of the ocean of milk. And one child from a hidden place spoke that I will appear in Mathura in the Yadu dynasty and you should also appear with me.
Hare Krishna.
Then the next day, they actually performed this drama at midnight. They went into a room and made it all completely dark. And there was Vasudev and Devaki. And they were praying. And one little boy dressed as Vishnu appeared. And Vasudev took him across the river Jamuna here. Then there was another place that was designed to be just like Gokul. And Yashoda was sleeping. A little boy as Yashoda was sleeping. And they brought little baby Krishna there. And one boy dressed as Putana. And another boy was Krishna. And he performed the Leela of liberating Putana. Then they made so much nice arrangements to make a very, very nice little cart. And they put one little boy under the cart. Yashoda put Krishna under the cart. And little Krishna kicked the cart, and the cart fell down. And all the boys went, Harivo, Harivo! Sakatasura is dead! They were very realistic in their dramas, because they didn't perform them for other people to see. They would actually just do it to absorb themselves. When they performed the drama, or the leela, not the drama, the leela of Krishna stealing butter, they would actually break in the residence of Ekachaka's house to steal the butter. Put water in the baby's ears and make them cry. Whether they passed urine on the floor, it doesn't say in the Shastra. But certainly they were very realistic. And the residents of Ekachakra were, hi, what are you doing? These boys are stealing our butter. But they were so happy. It was Nitai and his friends. They performed the Leela of killing Kalia. We explained that tree that we had been, Bakultal. That place, at one time it was two trees, but they used to jump from one tree to another. And just to make it simpler for his friends, Nityananda Prabhu, with his own hands, he moved the two trees together and made them one. And in those days, that tree, by Nityananda Prabhu's own potency, the branches and the leaves looked just like the hoods of serpents. They used to take those branches and put them in Padmavati Kundan and reenact the leela of the subduing of Kaliya. One child would become Denukasura. And Nityananda Prabhu, he would be Balaram, and he'd pick him up and swirl him around. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki! And they performed the leela of Vakasura, Agasura, Govardhan. Wonderful, wonderful arrangement they made for Govardhan Puja. And then the lifting of Govardhan Hill was performed here. Actually, these pastimes were not different than the original pastimes of the Lord, because they were being re-performed by Him Himself in Ekachakra. They performed the leela of stealing gopis' clothes. Some of the boys were bathing in the Jamuna, and Nityananda Prabhu and his friends stole their clothes and hung them on tree and said, "Oh gopis, if you want to get these clothes, you must come out one by one." And they complained, we will tell your father, or we will tell Kamsa. My father's an old man, I'm not afraid of him. And who is this Kamsa? We are Brijavasis, we are not concerned with Kamsa. The amazing thing is how they played all day, every day. And sometimes they would play till night. But still, the parents never complained. they were just so happy that their children were with Nitai. The children could not give up his association. They just never wanted to leave him. They were feeling such ecstasy participating in his eternal leelas. The parents of Ekachakra, every single one of them, love Nityananda Prabhu more than their husbands, more than their wives, more than their own children, more than their lives. He was the singular only object of their complete heart's affection and love. They performed the leela of killing Kamsa. Then he performed the leelas of various avatars. One boy was Vamana, one boy was Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, Vamana Dev would come and beg for 3 steps of land. And very deeply they would absorb themselves in Ram Leela. Nityananda Prabhu would always take the part of Lakshman. It is explained how when they performed the Leela and Ram left for the forest, one of the boys was Dasarath. And he was just weeping and weeping and weeping and crying. And people were wondering, is this a play or is this for real? What to speak in Krishna's Leela when they performed the drama, when Akrura took Krishna away from Vrindavan, Nityananda Prabhu played the role of a gopi. And he was rolling in the ground, incessantly crying with his body trembling. The people were watching him. Is he playing? How could anyone play like this? He's become a gopi. During the Ram Leela, Nitai challenged Indrajit. Then Indrajit took a lotus flower, which was symbolic of that ashtra, and threw it on Nityananda's chest. Little Nitai fell to the ground, unconscious. There was no symptom of life. The boys went around him, "Nitai, Nitai, wake up, wake up." Soon the parents came, Hadai Pandit, Padmavati. They saw their child laying there in a literally lifeless state. Then all the whole of Ekachakra was gathered around. There was no pulse, there was no heartbeat, there was no breath, there was no life. How is this possible? What did you do? I just threw a lotus flower on him. He's dead, our son is dead. Everyone was just gathered around in total dismay, weeping and crying, ready to end their lives. Then one boy, he said, "Oh, I remember now. Before we started this leela, Nitai told me that when the lotus flower hits him, then Hanuman should go to get the herb from the mountain in the Himalayas." So then the boy who was playing Hanuman said, "Yes, yes, I will get it, I will get it." Started running. As he was running from the water, one other boy played the role of a rakshasa. He says, you stay here and rest for some time. He said, no, I am on Ram's mission, I must too. So the boy attacked him, and Hanuman fought with these boys and defeated them. The boys lay down as if they were dead. They fought so many rakshasas. Then he went to the place with a mountain, and he brought the herbs, and he put those herbs to Nitai's nose, and Nitai came to life. The parents, upon seeing this, They said, Nitai, you're just a small child. We never told you these stories. How you know them so perfectly? Nitai replied, this is my Leela. But they could not understand the truth he was speaking. In this way, for 12 years, Nitai charmed the hearts of all of the devotees of Eka Chakra. But he began to meditate that my dear Lord, Gaurachandra, he is soon to appear, and I must leave home to assist him in his mission. When he was about 12 years old, here in Eka Chakra, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip. Knowing that he appeared, this small child began to roar. In ecstasy, he roared. It filled the entire universe, his roar. His Lord had appeared. When people heard that roar, they were speculating in so many ways. What can it be? What could it be? Why? How? Who? But some intelligent people understood that the Supreme Lord must have appeared, and Nitai is celebrating. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Soon after that, on one day, a sannyasi. People speculate who this sannyasi may have been. But if we do very careful analytic study of the scripture, we generally have to come to the conclusion that nobody knows. Some say he was Vishwaroop, but Vishwaroop was only a few years older than the Lord. Some say he was Madhavendra Puri, but according to Chaitanya Bhagavat, Nityananda Prabhu first met Madhavendra Puri in Western India. Some people say he was Lakshmipati Tirtha, but according to Bhakti Ratnakar, he first met Lakshmipati Tirtha, and they were first introduced to each other in Pandrapur. So the conclusion of many Vaishnavas is, some things we are just not supposed to know. But this Brahmin sannyasi was effulgent. He came to the door of Hadai Pandit. Hadai Pandit welcomed him as his special honored guest. And throughout the day and throughout the entire night, together they all spoke Harikatha. The next morning, after being utterly absorbed in the topics of Krishna, Hadai Pandit offered any service that the Brahmin would accept from him. The sannyasi said, I have one request for charity. Will you give it to me? Hadai Pandit said, yes, I promise I will give you whatever I have. He said, I am going on a pilgrimage to all the holy places throughout India. And I have no assistant. Please give me your eldest son to come along with me. When Hadai Pandit heard this, it was like a lightning bolt striking his soft, tender heart. He thought that he's asking for my very life. Please understand the attachment for Hadai Pandit, of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati for Nitai was so deep that they would practically go blind if they didn't see him for more than a few minutes at a time. Hadai Pandit would take him to the marketplace and every few seconds he had to look back to see his child. Without seeing him with their very eyes, a moment was like years. And now the sannyasi is asking for the 12-year-old child to travel for years and years on pilgrimage. Adai Pandit was thinking that at the time of Maharaj Dasarath, Vishwamitra Muni made the same type of request to give Ram to him. And although it was more painful than death for Dasarath to part from Ram, still, to keep his word of honor to one in the renounced order of life, he was willing to do it. He went and asked Padmavati, "What should I do? He's asking for our son." She said, "My husband, whatever you decide is what I want. If I give my son, I give my life. If I don't give my son, it's worse than death. I commit an offense to a Vaishnava sannyasi." That morning, he brought Nitai and presented him to the sannyasi. Nitai was not the slightest bit disturbed upon going. Like Ram and Lakshman, when they were sent to the forest, they started walking away. As they walked away, the people of Ekachakra were literally stunned. What has just happened? Then some astrologers came together and they did some reading and they came to the conclusion that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, according to our calculations, was to appear in Ekachakra exactly the time that Nitai was born. He was the Supreme Lord. We didn't even know it. And now he's gone. He's more dear to us than our life. We must get him back. Adai Pandit was just wild and in anguish. He was unconscious. Padmavati was blind and unconscious. As we said previously, just before the sannyasi left, seeing Padmavati's terrible, terrible pain of separation, he gave her that deity of Muralidhar. And Nityananda Prabhu told his mother that I will appear to you in that deity. Padmavati looked in the face of the deity and saw the face of her beloved child, Nitai. But after they left, it struck everyone what destiny had just done to them. Everyone of Ekachakra decided that we will give our own children to this sannyasi, as many as he wants, if he just lets Nitai come back. And with that conviction, they went searching for the sannyasi everywhere in all directions. He only left a few minutes before, but they couldn't find him. "Please, where are you? Take our sons. Take us. Take everything. Take the whole village, but not Nitai." Nitai was gone. They all came back and simply lamented. Because of Nityananda Prabhu's departure, Adai Pandit could not eat for 3 months. Couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. The only thing that kept him alive was the remembrance of Nitai. After 3 months, he could no longer possibly tolerate the separation. There were rivers of tears and separation flowing from his eyes. And crying out the name, Nitai, Nitai, he gave up his life. Soon after this, Padmavati Devi, in separation of Nitai, gave up her life. When they left, the people of Ekachakra could no longer see this village because everything reminded them of Nitai. Literally, every inch of this place he would perform his pastimes. And whatever they saw, they would simply remember him. And in remembering him, the pangs of separation were so excruciating that practically every single inhabitant of Ekachakra left this place. It became abandoned. Nityananda Prabhu he left for a higher purpose. Just as Lord Kapila Dev left his mother, Devahuti. Just as Sukadev Goswami left his beloved father and mother, Vedavyas. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Sachi Devi. They renounced their families for a higher purpose, to spread the glories of pure bhakti throughout the land. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he tells us that when one renounces his duties of this world for the higher cause of service to Krishna and preaching the message of Krishna, that is exalted, that is glorious. But it is very rare that anyone in this world can understand or appreciate that type of renunciation. Nityananda Prabhu traveled to all the holy places in northern, southern, western, and eastern India. It's a wonderful description of his travels. He went to Bakreshwar. He went to Ayodhya. There he was absorbed in the mood of Lakshman. He went to Badrigashram, Jamunotri, Gangotri. He came down Jagannath Puri, went to Tirupati, Shivakanchi, Vishnukanchi. While he was there, he saw that the devotees of Shiva and the devotees of Vishnu were always arguing, debating, and having fights. And he simply laughed at their neophyte state of consciousness. He went to Kanyakumari. He was in Dwarka, absorbed in the mood of Sri Balaram. He went to Hastinapur, remembering his beloved devotees, the Pandavas. He sat on the ground and wept incessant tears. He came to Mathura. There he played just like a cowherd boy in the mood of Lord Balaram. Year after year after year he traveled. When he was in Pandharapur, he was staying at the home of a Brahmin. This Brahmin was a disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha. The Brahmin told me, "My Guru Maharaj is coming." Nityananda Prabhu hid. Lakshmipati Tirtha spent the day speaking the glories of Lord Krishna. And then he took rest at night. But before taking rest at night, he was singing from the core of his heart beautiful prayers for the mercy of Lord Balaram. That night he had a dream where Balaram appeared to him and said, "First thing tomorrow morning, a young boy will come to you. You should give him initiation." He was in ecstasy to have darshan of Balaram. The next morning, just when he woke up, Nityananda Prabhu approached him, fell at his lotus feet, begging for mercy, asking for initiation. Lakshmipati Tirtha couldn't understand why in his heart erupted so much love and affection for this boy. He gave him initiation. Nityananda Prabhu served him very nicely. The next night, he had another dream. In that dream, he saw Lord Balaram right before his eyes transform in the form of Nityananda Prabhu. He understood that Nityananda Prabhu is the Supreme Lord. But Nityananda Prabhu said, "Please do not reveal this secret to anyone." He went on his traveling along with his associates. From that day on, Lakshmipati Tirtha was simply weeping and crying, absorbed in love and devotion for Nityananda Prabhu. And soon after that, with the form of Nitai enthroned upon his heart, he gave up his life and went back home, back to Godhead. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Soon after this, he came to one holy place, and there he met with that great Acharya Madhavendra Puri. When Madhavendra Puri saw Nityananda Prabhu, he just became overwhelmed in ecstasy. When Nityananda Prabhu saw Madhavendra Puri, he became overwhelmed in ecstasy. Upon seeing each other, they both fell unconscious. Then somehow or other they woke up to external consciousness and they embraced. As they embraced, torrents of tears were flowing from their eyes. Nityananda Prabhu literally bathed Madhavendra Puri with his tears, and Madhavendra Puri bathed Nityananda Prabhu with his tears. Their hairs were standing on end. Their limbs were trembling. Perspiration was flowing from their bodies. Their voices were so choked up that neither of them can speak a single word. All of the symptoms of ecstasy were exuberantly manifested on both of their bodies. Ishwara Puri, Brahmananda Puri, and some other disciples of Madhavendra Puri were there. Upon seeing the ecstatic love between Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda Prabhu, they all started rolling in the ground in ecstasy, loudly chanting the holy name. Lord Nityananda Prabhu spoke with choked voice, "Today my pilgrimage has borne fruit because I have seen the ecstatic love of Sri Madhavendra Puri." Madhavendra Puri couldn't even speak at that time. He was so overwhelmed with emotion. But then somehow or other, he spoke. He said, "I've never seen such love of Krishna as is manifested in Nityananda Prabhu. Wherever you are, Nityananda Prabhu, all the holy places of pilgrimage are present. Whoever sees you, whoever touches you, whoever hears from you, whoever has the slightest amount of faith in you will certainly gain pure unalloyed love for Krishna, the perfection of life. And anyone who in any way disrespects or envies you will never get Krishna's mercy, even if they are chanting his holy names, even if they are renounced sannyasis. You are the very personification of devotion." They spent several days together simply speaking the glories of Krishna and chanting his names. They could not give up each other's association. Eating and sleeping were utterly forgotten. They were simply sharing their love for Krishna with each other. But they were both called by the Lord to perform a particular lila. So at a certain point they had to part. What a pitiable scene that was when they left each other's association, embracing, crying. Chaitanya Bhagavat says, anyone who hears this narration of Madhavendra Puri meeting Nityananda Prabhu will attain the treasure of pure love for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Lord Nityananda Prabhu accepted Madhavendra Puri as his spiritual master in his heart of hearts. And Madhavendra Puri accepted Nityananda as his object of worship and love. This was the reciprocation of love between them. Nityananda Prabhu then went to Vrindavan.